Country Bob FM. The Bob Almanac is here to the rescue for your Thursday doldrums. We'll ditch the doldrums here for you. Thursday, May 23rd, 143rd day of the year. 222, room 222.
Fine show.
Until the end of the year. And also to help ditch the doldrums, we have for you two tickets to Father Hennepin and the park and the festival coming up in Champlin, June 8th. And we'll play and have a quiz question here for you. It's Almanac Quiz. Mm-hmm. First of all, 1430, Joan of Arc, captured at Campania, sold to the English. She was the French heroine during the 100 Years' War. Mm. It also says here that she was canonized, so she, too, was on an episode of Canon with William. Do you remember the episode with Joan of Arc? I don't.
She was the bad guy, evidently. Yeah.
You know what William Conrad used to do?
Maybe
to
he
make
was
his perpetrators succumb? He would just sit on
them. Sit on them, yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't cuff him and stuff him. He wouldn't handcuff him. He wouldn't hold him at gunpoint. He'd just sit on him.
He didn't book him, Dano. He
sat on the rest of the police came to haul him off.
Maybe Joan of Arc was a love interest for Cannon.
1883, baseball game was going on between, well, this was weird. There was one-arm players on one team and one-legged players on the other. And the Snorkies, the one-armed players, defeated the one-legged players, who were known as the Hoppers.
Huh.
The final score, 33-77, a high-scoring baseball game between the Snorkies and the Hoppers this date at Recreation Park, Philadelphia in 1883. 1903, first automobile trip across the U.S. It only took 2 months. It left San Francisco on this date in 1903 on their way to New York, and they finally got there July 26th. Not a lot of wayside rests, I imagine, and rest stops.
No.
Or Red Roof Inns on the way over.
No Waffle House,
hardly. Had to be
somewhat
tough. They probably had to just sleep in their car or pitch a tent.
Yeah.
So, 1903. This happened in 1934.
The inevitable end. Retribution. Here is Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker,
oops,
who died as they lived, by the gun.
Yes, they did. They died on this date, shot down by Texas Rangers in Louisiana. Bienville Parish is where it happened. They were in their car, and their bullet-riddled car is on display somewhere.
Yes.
Smithsonian. I don't know where it is. It's somewhere. The Gangster Hall of Fame. I don't know, but I know it's out there somewhere.
They took a lot of lead. A lot of lead that day.
And, of course, without them, we wouldn't have that Travis Tritt song.
Right. Modern day.
Now, you know, you've heard of Axis Sally. You know who Axis Sally is.
Yes.
How about Lord Ha Ha?
Uh-uh.
And William Joyce himself, alias Lord Ha Ha. Wounded when captured and now not looking his best, perhaps in pajamas. No doubt he'll try to prove he's technically not a traitor, but the British people know the answer to that. Germany calling. Germany calling.
So he was just like Axis Sally. He was a broadcaster. He was American-born, and he was broadcasting Nazi propaganda to the British. And he was caught on this date at the Danish boundary. He was trying to get out of Dodge and trying to find some area that was simpatico to what he had done. But guess what? They caught him, and he was in his pajamas. How embarrassing.
Didn't work out, I'm
I hope
sure.
I hope they were clean pajamas.
Yeah.
Because you know what they say. 1994, this date.
Starfleet Command reports no unusual activity along the neutral zone, and there is no sign of a temporal anomaly. It would appear that I am the only member of the crew to retain any knowledge of the events I experienced.
Yeah, it's no fun if there's no activity along the neutral zone.
Well, no.
Why not? Come on, Klingons and Romulans, let's do something.
But stir something up.
It was the last episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. It was airing in first-run syndication, and it had through its entire run from 1987 to 1994. That was Captain Picard,
okay,
who obviously he hallucinated. In fact, Neil, you might want to watch that episode because there was time travel. I know how much you love it.
I do.
Sad day in wrestling this date in 99.
Owen Hart was set to make an entrance from the ceiling, and he fell from the ceiling.
Oh, no.
And I have the unfortunate responsibility to let everyone know that Owen Hart has died.
Oh.
Owen Hart has tragically died.
Owen Hart, part of the Hart Foundation, the famous Hart family. He was the Blue Blazer, and he was going to rappel from the ceiling. We were watching this. My brother had, Well, it wasn't me, so I guess I can say it. He had an illegal cable box, and we were able to that allowed us to watch pay-per-views without paying for them, Neil.
Yeah, I remember those things.
Statute of limitations, do you think?
I hope so.
I hope so, yeah. Too. If they need, I can get him his number. But it's about time that he pays for his crimes.
Yeah, you wouldn't be afraid to turn him in.
There might even be a reward.
Right.
I can finally make some money. Although he's provided me with plenty of tires that I haven't paid for.
Well, there you go.
Although the markup, you've seen the markup on tires?
It's ridiculous.
I mean, like one tire is like 4 cents. And then you're paying $250 for it.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's excessive.
But anyway, we're laughing, but it was sad. Owen Hart died on this day. We were watching it when it happened.
It was a tragic accident.
Yeah, it was 1999. And that same day, 1999, Jerry Block, who was 81 years old, you know, some of us can't even climb stairs, a flight of stairs, and we're winded. Here's a guy, 81 years old. He scaled El Capitan at Yosemite, became the oldest climber to do it.
Wow.
And he broke his own record because he did it when he was 68, and then he did it again when he was 81.
That's impressive.
You go, Jerry Block. Now we're moving on to birthdays now today.
TV theme time?
Oh, yeah. One of the best.
One of the best.
Barney Miller. And Barney Miller's wife, played by Barbara Barry.
Oh, yes.
Is 88 today.
It was always fun when she came into the precinct.
Yeah, it was. Or they were at Barney's house because right. It was odd because so many of the scenes were at the precinct.
Right.
Back at the cop shop. But Barbara Barry, happy birthday. 88 today. Everybody loved Alexis.
Mike, I want you to call Prince Michael and convince him that he's made a terrible mistake in breaking this engagement. Very desirable marriage.
Desirable for who?
Well, obviously for Alexis, because it was all about Alexis, anybody who watched Dynasty.
Yes.
And a nice little John Forsythe cameo there. Joan Collins is 86. He was Jim Dial. He was your prototypical news anchor.
Murphy, I don't think you can label a feeling right or wrong, good or bad. Feelings are, after all, part of the bittersweet joy of being human. Oh, sure, they're complex. But then life's complex, and I, for one, wouldn't have it any other way. In short, while I can't give you a simple answer, I can tell you that someday you'll look back on this and say, I may have been uncomfortable, but damn it, I was alive.
That's good advice. The guy who played Jim Dial.
That is awesome.
He is Charles Kimbrough, and he's 83 today. You remember Kitty from Father Knows Best?
I do.
Bud with a girl.
Bud have a girl?
Kathy.
That time old Bud got a girl.
Never mind, Kathy.
Here, I'll read you one story and then off to bed you go.
She's commenting on the love life of her brother Bud.
Her older brother Bud.
Real she name was Kathy. She was the youngest daughter. Youngest, yeah. Ponytails. Mm-hmm. That's Lauren Chapin,
okay.
Who is 74 today. Wow. Judy Rodman. Live on Austin City Limits. Happy birthday to Judy Rodman. 68 today.
Very nice.
He was the marvelous one. Marvin Hagler, 65. Manager Buck Showalter just happened to know a little thing about managing baseball teams. He also found himself on a sitcom at one time.
Come on, here's something there, George. Oh, I've got something. Cotton uniforms.
Cotton uniforms. They were good the first time out, then they washed them, and then what happened, Neil?
They shrunk.
What happens to cotton? Yes, they shrink. And Don Mattingly split his pants on that famous episode of Seinfeld. Buck Showalter, 63. Drew Carey, happy birthday.
I'm the only one that still looks like his graduation picture, though, so I'm pretty happy. I know it's funny and everything. I just don't think looking like this is worth that one joke. But anyway.
That was from his first ever appearance on The Tonight Show. We didn't know who Drew Carey was. We certainly learned who he was.
He did well.
And
still
he's
doing well.
Yeah, host of Price is Right. It's still hard to accept him as the host of Price is Right because right. We love Bob Barker so much.
Yeah, for 60, 70 years, whatever.
Drew Carey, 61. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt in mine. Pretty sure you did all those things. Shelley West, 61, another singer today.
But who is saying so when it
comes to the flower.
Jewel, she dabbled a bit in and on the countryside
there.
Yeah,
she tried.
She's 45. She wrote that song when she was 16, the first song she ever wrote, Who Will Save Your Soul. 45 today, and right now this guy's record's being demolished on Jeopardy.
He winds up in second place with $87.99, and Nancy Zerf, congratulations, you are indeed a giant killer.
And that giant is Ken Jennings, and that giant is 45. His record's being rewritten on Jeopardy by that one guy. What's his name?
James Holhauser. But Ken Jennings won.
He won
74.
More money. Oh no! Was it more contests?
Well, he won $2.5 million over 74 episodes. This guy is almost at $2 million through 25 wins. So this guy.
Well,
is
inflation.
Gonna, yeah, he's gonna.
Jennings did it many years ago.
Yeah,
and it's inflation. They're winning more money now because of inflation and the power of the dollar on Jeopardy. So Ken Jennings is 45.
Okay, gone, but certainly not forgotten. Douglas Fairbanks Sr., early actor in the talkies, Robin Hood, Zorro, 1883. We wrote about Baseball Hall of Famer Zach Wheat. Do you know anything about Zach? Of course, his nickname was Buck. But prolific.
He came out of the corn.
He came out of the corn.
He might have been. Came out of the corn in Iowa.
Hall of Famer, born on this day, 1888. One of the most prolific hitters and outfielders for the Brooklyn Dodgers ever. Clarinetist and band leader Artie Shaw. Got married 8 times. Married some high profile ladies, Ava Gardner, Lana Turner. They both said he was abusive. Verbally intent. What about Scatman Crothers? Cartoon theme time.
1988. Nothing like a martial arts dog out fighting crime.
Terrific! You had Hong Kong Phooey right there, the voice of Scatman Crothers, Chico and the Man. Of course, he was awesome in the last John Wayne movie ever, The Shootist. Scatman Crothers, born on this day, 1910. Speaking of John Wayne, no, John Payne, who was in Miracle on 34th Street and some others, 1912. Betty Garrett.
A little midnight recreation. It's terrific you're here. We're fresh out of beer, but there's plenty of gin.
I get the turn on Laverne and Shirley, and you know what? That show is in Milwaukee. They're not out of beer.
No.
They're in Milwaukee.
No, there's not a chance.
I'm sure there's plenty of beer over at the Pizza Bowl.
Right on. Betty Garrett is that actress singing there, born on this day, 1919, also in All in the Family. Rosemary Clooney.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a
very fine singer. Aunt to George Clooney, I do believe.
Born on
this day, 1928. We never forget our legendary racehorses. What about Seabiscuit? Born on this day, Fold on this day, 1933. And inventor Robert Moog of the Moog synthesizer. That was one of the hot things in the 70s.
Music
right?
would never be the same.
Yeah, and he was born on this day, 1934. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Some people love the synthesizer. Some people hated it. Let's do the quiz. It's the Almanac Quiz. Would you like to see Shane Martin, Anderson Daniels, Chris Hockey, Champlin at the Chandler Park? It is Father Hennepin Festival,
nice.
June 8th, and here is your chance to win. Here is the quiz question. The number is 763-450-0100. Buck Showalter made a cameo appearance. I think it was one of maybe one or two. I can't remember. But the one most famous on Seinfeld is George suggested to Buck that the Yankees should switch their jerseys from polyester to another fabric.
Mm-hmm.
What was that fabric?
Okay.
That he suggested? It's a natural fiber. We'll say that. 763-450-0100. If you call in, get the correct answer. First one wins tickets. Father Hennepin Festival, Bob FM. Neil, would you like to start your Bobathon with Hal Ketchum, Past the Point of Rescue, George Strait, Heartland, or Brooks and Dunn, Me Maria?
All good ones. Let's go George Strait.
That's how we end it here. Have a good day, everyone.
KDDG Albany.